This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Welcome in on a Western Conference Finals Wednesday. General at your service, at ease. Let's turn up, though. I mean, 4.5 hours of broadcasting today. We're going to talk a lot about the Mavs and Warriors. There's Brian Broaddus. There is Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup. Eric Chiafalo in the talk booth here with this first full week of the Nosebleed Seats guys with us, although Zach Wolchuk remains on assignment covering your Texas Rangers. And this afternoon, he's at Baby Dolls. He is. There's a Baby Dolls appearance with Wolchuk coming up, so enjoy that. Of course, Carter Freeman's in the Pimp Cup as well. He's coordinating your video. How the hell you doing, Eric?
Oh, doing great, boys. Are you kidding me? Western Conference Finals, game day, we are here. Over a decade of waiting for this moment, we re-embrace with our old friend the Western Conference Finals. What a day it is.
How does Wolchuk get these Baby Doll gigs and not have to do radio with us today?
What a believable, man.
How do we trade out on that?
I mean, he keeps screwing up, but it's like he's failing upward.
Yeah.
He bails on our week-long interview with you guys, basically, for the tryout, and boom, he gets the job. Now he's like, all right. Cool. I guess this is the leash that you are giving me. I will continue to stretch it as far as possible. And now he's at Baby Dolls, motorboating his way through game one. How exciting is that? Good for you, Wolchuk.
Yes, terrific work, Zach Wolchuk. I guess he'll be back on more of a full-time basis next week.
Yeah.
As Eric Nadel returns to the play-by-play station there for your Texas Rangers. I love these texts. 469, you know, if you were listening to Crosstalk, you might have had the question as well. What is a Whataburger? And that, of course, is what Mike Bacsik calls Whataburger.
Yeah.
He calls it Whataburger.
Whataburger.
He also calls sleepovers, spend the nights, and he does weird stuff, man.
Slumber party.
Yeah,
love it. But we're looking for your series predictions, your game one predictions. 817, hello, G-Bag, love you guys, go Mavs.
There you go.
Wolchuk getting that money. I don't know about that. It might be going the other way.
He walks out of there in the red every single time.
Yeah. 214, I'm getting vibes like the Laker series back in 2011. Yeah, you know, we're now on the doorstep, and you don't see anybody out there that's a prohibitive favorite. You know, so there's a ton going on in the world of sports. There was an NFL signing inside the division that we'll get to here in a minute. As every afternoon at 2 o'clock, we talk about all the big sports happening since we last broadcasted with you. But it's game one of the West Finals. Do you believe? Do you hope? Do you doubt? I don't know if there's any doubters left. There's no doubters left out there, right? At 877-881-1053. Text in. Where are you guys as far as hope, doubt, or belief? And please do leave your name and city you're texting from, Brian.
Yeah, no, you've deserved this opportunity. You've played well throughout the season. You finished off well. You went through Utah, tough place to play. You knocked out the best team record-wise in the NBA. But, man, I mean, no, don't have any regrets about this one. You know, this is a great opportunity for them to go forward here. And they've got, you know, they've got the best player, I think, in basketball. When you start to, you know, maybe it's the top five basketball players in the world, you know. And you've got a coach that has got everybody believing. The whole organization, everybody that got on that plane. Coaches, trainers, equipment guys, everybody. They're believing they can go to Golden State and knock these guys out.
They got
out.
Something to believe in, don't they?
They absolutely do.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I think we all had hope on the heels of the Jazz series going into Phoenix. We knew that it was a daunting task, but we were able to earn some confidence, and so I think it didn't quite manifest itself into like full-on just crotch first confidence, but there was some hope there. Now that's exactly what it is. It is that crotch first confidence. I think we're all feeling like $1 million. I already told the wife today, Lucius, we're getting those Mavaritas ready to rock and roll tonight.
You should.
I'm already just like, we're getting prepared.
I sent in a text as well about 5 minutes ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I did that as well. And whole wings. Bring some whole wings for the air fryer.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Air fryers, Mavaritas, and game one victories. That's what today's about, boys.
At 877-881-1053. Where are you at, Lucius? Are you believing?
I'm too crotch first. Okay. I'm looking too much forward. I'm like looking at the Boston and Miami situation.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, are we gonna line up with Miami again? Yeah.
Doing some scouting last
night. I went too far. I need to bring back myself cautiously, you know what I mean?
Okay, now are you going to be judging or participating at 6 o'clock when we do our Mavs hype speech contest?
I will definitely be judging.
You'll be judging.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be judging you guys.
We're looking forward to that as
judging you heartily too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what we want.
Real
you know,
tough judge
that's
right
what,
here.
That's what we need. Some good honest feedback.
I like Dr. J in the dunk contest, but it's not enough for me.
he turns the 9 upside down.
That ain't it.
6.
A lot of 5.
You call it a dunk.
469, Stephen and Mesquite, I believe that we will win, harnessing the U.S. soccer team US rally soccer, chant.
Yeah.
214, I've got faith the Mavs are going to win this series in 6 games. Okay. 864, one thing I want to disagree with. Sean and RJ kept saying we have best player in the series. It always doesn't work like that. Sometimes team offense can outweigh one great player. You're right, but oftentimes in the NBA, the best player does figure out a way to win the series. There's only one ball. There's only 5 players. It's a small court. One guy dominates basketball more than any other sport that I know of, you know, other than the individual sports.
Yeah, when it comes to the team sports, basketball is the one where you look at and you say, like, wow, one guy can really change a series. And the way that Luka plays, it's not one of these I get mine Russell Westbrook style. It's, no, I get everybody else involved. He's now surrounded by a bunch of Maxi Klebas and Reggie Bullocks and all these guys that are absolutely stroking it. And when you're talking about three-point percentages – and you're talking about the best in the playoffs, you're talking like 3 of the top 5 are Dallas Mavericks players. And that's kudos to those individuals, and it goes back to Luka and setting those guys up for constant success. We've talked about it plenty. What is it? It's it's that corner 3, which is the best shot in the sport. No one sets others up for that shot better or more often than Luka himself.
That's why they just keep stroking it to the West time and time again. After that, we'll do a little something in the East, and who knows? Maybe well ahead of schedule, we could be talking about a championship parade here before too long. 469, going into the playoffs, the one and only team I wasn't confident in us beating in the series was Phoenix. Sky's the limit now.
Yeah.
Golden State in 5. Role players choke. Wow, that's tough, man. 469, that's a DFW area code, too. Bond from Richardson, we sweep these finesse guys by bodying up and being more physical. Yeah, once again, their best player short. Okay, you see what Luka does to guys like that. They don't have anybody that can handle him.
Yeah, he was crushing beers earlier, getting ready.
Because a lot of people have sent me that. I've seen it. There's like photo documentation of Luka sitting like outside what looks to be like a Bay Area cafe, and it seems like he's enjoying himself a game day pint. Now, there's no way to really know when the photo was taken, but everybody's making it seem on the Twitters that is a photo that is like over the last couple of hours, and it's obviously game day.
Because it's Luka Doncic, you know what I mean?
Yes.
His reputation precedes him.
Amen. That's all the jokes. Everyone's like, hey, Luka's over here eating McChickens and doing the off-season hookah stuff, and then he's running Chris Paul off the floor. Listen, man, don't change your game. If you like a game day brewski, do you?
I want this to be true so bad that he drinks during the day of games and still goes out there and crushes.
The legend just continues
like
to grow. And
pre-game
go.
Meal. He's got like spaghetti, pasta, and all that stuff. He's got a beer hanging over there.
It would so explain the letdowns of game 2 and game 5 of the Phoenix series. That's for sure. You know,
well, sometimes it catches up to
you. It does. Yeah. You can get lost in the sauce a little bit, you know, so to speak.
And I imagine
the Mavericks are telling TMZ, by the way, that it's an old pick. So maybe
okay.
But we can still keep our fingers crossed. They might just be spinning this, you know?
I like the idea of Luka's, like, Luka's still the one guy in the league that rips heaters during halftime.
See, that's what I was thinking. If he had a cigarette burning while he was drinking the beer game day, I'd have even more respect for him.
He'd be strong.
He's a super Euro, what you call him.
Yep.
What are your main reasons to believe right now? I think I have 3. The biggest one is just that the Mavs beat the Suns, and that commands a lot of respect. And, you know, sometimes you keep looking at a team on paper, and you're like, this, it just doesn't add up. I don't see how they're going to actually win. And then they do, and you're like, well, it is a team game, you know, and defense is a big part of the equation. Maybe they figured out a formula to optimize Luka and magnify what the role players do, and I think that's got to be a strong takeaway right now. Now, if they were up against the Golden State Warriors of 5 years ago, there'd be no shot. We'd be talking about how many games will the Mavs win before they're eliminated. Can they win two? Could they extend it to seven? But, you know, they're in great shape, and after beating the Suns, I think it commands a lot of respect. I do think the Warriors are washed up, and I think the Mavs have a great answer for Curry in Bullock and, mm-hmm. and double teams. And after that, you know, hey, Draymond Green is nice, but he's not what he was. He has not aged well, and I don't know why. And Klay Thompson is still really struggling, I think, to get back to the player that he was. About 15% of the time, you have those catastrophic lower leg injuries like he had, especially if you have multiples, and it significantly puts a damper in your career. You know, DeMarcus Cousins never recovered, you know. Most guys, sure, they get back to like 95%, but some of them never really get, you know, back to what they were, especially in the first year back, in the first run of games back. It's going to take a full off season. So I'm totally believing. Am I overconfident right now? I don't think so.
No, not at all. I'm feeling the same way you are. And I think everybody in the Mavs organization, I think the coaching staff, the players, they're all feeling that confident because you did just slay what was this year's supposed dragon on the road versus the Suns. You've already done that. So now it's like, okay, what else can we do here? And now it's Golden State's the next opportunity. And Golden State did not look great. They're in no way unbeatable when you look at the way they played in the Memphis series. Ja Morant goes down. Yeah. They still struggle. A 50-point loss is just ridiculous.
All right, let's break out of here because TNT play-by-play man and a great friend of the nation, Kevin Harlan, joins us next here on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. It's time to talk with our favorite play-by-play man, Kevin Harlan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. Texting and driving or drinking and driving are both selfish acts because it's not just about you disregarding your own safety. It's a disregard for someone else's life. A reminder from Frankel & Frankel. Visit truckwreck.com or call 214-333-3333.
Rockets his first one, hits his third three. He's knocked in his third triple off the bench. Dinwiddie, a three over eight. Good, a fourth three. Stunning. 27-point lead. Down goes Johnson. Three. Luka. Bullseye. Oh, no. Shot clock is down to four and a three by Luka. Bullseye. Got it. And he's got 30.
Highlights from Game 7 there from Kevin Harlan. Good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us again.
Good to be on. Thank you. Excited to see your team going in another round. This is so unexpected, but nice little present for all of us to see a team up and coming with one of the great stars in the making before our eyes.
Well, it is a lot of fun. We almost have to pinch ourselves around here. How unique was Game 7 for you? Have you ever called something like that or seen something like that come out of nowhere with a blowout on the road?
Nope. That was... It was like somebody from Johnny Quest took a poison dart and shot it at all the necks of the Phoenix Suns players. They looked like they were paralyzed. I mean, the team that should have been tight and maybe looking around ahead on a swivel should have been the Mavs, but they were loose and flowing, and everything that makes them so unique was, you know, at the very top of its game. And Phoenix, the number one seed and only 60-win team this season in the league. And they look tight, and a couple early threes, early shots by Luka gave them that look in their eyes, and you could see it. Their body language reflected it. And from that point on, as everything would, showed with the score, they froze. I always hate to say great players choke because I just don't know at that level if that's really apt, but they looked completely stifled of any kind of, getting out of their own way. They really, it was stunning. It was about as stunning a game as I can ever recall.
Kevin, I appreciate a good Johnny Quest reference, by the way. I love one of my favorite cartoons of all time. That's what makes you so great. Okay, what's the number one thing on Kevin Harlan's game notes? I mean, you're gonna talk about a bunch of things tonight. But what's the number one thing that you're going to try and put in our mind before we start this thing?
Well, we got different teams. One team likes a lot of assists. One team doesn't. They both like threes. One team moves fast, has a fast pace. The other team does not. Probably if there was one headline, and there are many, because when you begin a series, you can start to look at so many different areas, and they all become important. But maybe not the least of which is, how do you protect your star player on defense? How do the Mavs protect Luka when he's defending? And how do the Warriors protect Curry when he is defending? Because we know that the other team is going to hunt them down. And how can those two players in particular navigate those situations, handling the switches, communicating when they're on defense, and then having enough on the offensive end where they are themselves. You know, that would be one of the top headlines. And then you can work your way down from that point on, because individually, so many great stories, but that one probably stands as tall as anybody.
The voice of the Western Conference Finals, Mr. Kevin Harlan, with us here in the G-Bag Nation. How special is it getting to watch this Luka Doncic up close and personal in these big sort of historic moments?
Well, you can count on one hand someone who this young has done what he's been doing and has the total command of the room. He knows he's the guy. And he's been the best player in the playoffs among all of them, the 16 teams that started. He is the second leading scorer in the playoffs by just 0.2 in back of Antetokounmpo, who's now gone. You hate to say he has single-handedly led his team, because when they were down 0-2 to Phoenix, they needed to give him some help, and the coach put it out there, and they responded with a different guy, it seemed like, every game. So his ability to be comfortable enough to know when to hit the gas for himself and when to take it off and when to get everybody else involved, to me, is one of his most dynamic traits. But, you know, he's been down this road. We know in Europe the multiple championships and all the seasons he was decorated with Player of the Year and all that. But he just is a guy that and the best of them always have this. They really have that look and that body language even before a game, where you know they are in complete control and everything around them is kind of in slow motion. Now, we know he's not quick twitch all the time. He can be. He has as much torque as anybody, but his game is predicated on, you know, on really, you know, trying to infiltrate and read and feel it out. And he spends a lot of his early time doing that. You know, Jordan did that, and early McGrady, when he was climbing and becoming what he was going to become, he did that. I'm sure Dirk did. I can't recall quite honestly him early in his career, even though I called those games. But I'm sure all these guys, Jordan, like they all have as a young player that total command that really nothing kind of befuddles them. It's just how long will it take them to figure it out? And for the Jordans and the Doncic's and the James and guys like that, it doesn't take very long. And they find another escape hatch and they go through it and they alter what they were going to do, enhance what they were thinking they were going to do, and they move ahead. And they continue to be the main topic in every game that they play.
Kevin, out of these four teams remaining, do you see a clear pecking order? And where are the Mavs in that group?
Nope, I don't. I don't know. The Warriors are admittedly an older team with a core group. They have a lot of turnover issues. You know, they've got many flaws. Miami has, now I'm not saying this just in light of what happened last night, because there was no Smart, no Horford for Boston. But Miami, top to bottom, seems to have a more, maybe a better equilibrium right now. Dallas, I think, has stunned so many that they're in this position, not the least of which, I'm guessing, are themselves. So they're kind of like this evolving story. The Warriors, we knew when they got hold that they were going to be good, and they've shown that. But they're, you know, kind of like on that last dance, last chapter of this great core group that has led them to all these finals and all this, you know, this incredible dynastic time that they've enjoyed. And then Boston, you know, I don't know that a lot of people had them picked by Milwaukee, but sure enough, they beat the defending champs. They took care, you know, of early opponents in the playoffs. They've gotten like these incredible performances from Tatum, but they lose a little bit with Smart being gone. And I don't know. They all have different stories. There is no number one seed, and that's kind of weird. We haven't had that in a while. But I honest to God, I think, why not the Mavs? Why not the Heat? Why not? Like, I think any of them could jump in there. The Warriors, you know, you just wonder, like, when it's gonna switch on. Like they kind of worked their way through in Denver, and they were working against the two-time MVP. And then they got by Memphis, but that was a chippy, turbulent series. A lot of jawing back and forth. We have ejections. We have a suspension. We had, you know, a star missing the last couple games. So you really don't know where they are, but you just kind of have this feeling like they are maybe loading up, but at their ages, do they have, you know, the up and down overall to handle it? And then you look at Miami and they got Butler and they got Adebayo and they've got Hero and they just seem to have maybe a more equal feel to them. But none of these four would surprise me. None of them. They all have something unique and special.
Well, Kevin, you're going to be calling this series. You're in Golden State now. You're going to be getting out here to Dallas. There's a lot of good places to eat out here. Do you have something in mind? You're looking forward to getting your mouth on some yummy delights out here?
Well, yeah, I leave that to our friends over at ESPN Radio. PJ Carlissimo is our gourmet, our galloping gourmet, and he is going to, I think, guide us where we're going to eat, how we're going to spend our off time. My wife has a lot of Texas roots, so we've been to Dallas often with her family, Abilene, and Granbury and Fort Worth and of course the Metroplex. So I've got a pretty good handle on it, but I'm going to let PJ take over this. But we're excited to get down. We haven't been there. We did all the games in Phoenix, and ESPN ABC had all the games in Dallas in that last round. So we haven't been down there. All I know, watching on TV, it was as loud and crazy as any place in the league. And I know they're going to welcome their team back after these two games out here. And like this is, they're ahead of schedule. Like if this is what is to come, like you didn't think it's lightning could strike twice, did you, here with Dirk? And now it has with Doncic, and they've started again. It's just
here we go.
It's fun. It's funny how this stuff works out, isn't it?
It's amazing.
It is outstanding.
It is.
Now, and I know you got, it's Reggie Miller and Stan Van Gundy. Van Gundy's been great. And speaking of yummy delights, I have one question for you, just a simple yes or no. Does your coworker, Stan Van Gundy, look like the cartoon chef you might find on a generic pizza box? Take that as a yes.
Thanks, Kev. We got to run. Appreciate you. You're the best.
Oh, my God. I got a game in a couple hours. You just got me all screwed up now. Hey, thanks. Great to be on. We'll see you. We'll see you soon. And Big D.
Love it. There he goes. Kevin Harlan, voice of the Western Conference Finals, back again with you on 105 Through the Fan. He's the man. That was a great question, Chi-Chi. Love it.
I tickled Kevin Harlan. Look at that.
You got him. Yeah, love it. All right. Yeah, you know, I think my favorite part about that is he doesn't see any room in between any of these four teams either. You know, so I'm looking at it like the thing is wide open right now. And as a DFW sports fan, we have been starving for a championship. This is, you know, obviously the Stars were there a couple of years ago, but I think this is every bit as good a chance as they had right there. And the anticipation continues to build. If they can throw the first punch, draw first blood tonight, guys, the optimism will go through the roof. We'll be talking about sweep tomorrow.
Yeah, sweep tomorrow.
We will. Yep.
Yeah, I like what you're doing. Yeah, Golden State has not lost at home this playoff. So good opportunity for them. And I think Kevin made some great points, as he always does. You know, I keep focusing on the turnovers.
Yeah.
Dallas has got, if Golden State's going to turn the ball over a bunch in this series, Dallas has got to be ready to knock down shots, you know, transition, whatever they have to do. That's big for them.
No doubt about it. There he is, the former Cowboy scout, Brian Broaddus, has Krusty's Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. Time now for the G-Bag of the Day. Here's Lucius.
That man Chi-Chi said yummy delights twice.
Yeah. He did.
I've been looking for my keys. I'm about to get the hell up out of here, fam. You're really wilding today.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Last game, the Western Conference Finals, Lucius.
And then you had Kevin Harlan choked up. I wrote down a time. I was like, good, I need some content.
That's really embracing the bit. It really is.
Wow, yummy delights.
It's outstanding broadcasting.
Good Lord. G-Bag today is brought to you by CBD American Shaman. Shop TexasCBD.com. When we last left off, ABC 15 went out there and talked to the Suns fans and got their reaction to Game 7. You know, the Mavs putting that mollywhopping on them.
Unfortunately, the team did not meet fans' expectations.
This was the worst the Suns have played the entire season, and I've been to damn near every game.
We're a little sad. We are very sad.
It was very unexpected.
Fans were still optimistic heading into the half, even though the team only scored 27 points in the first two quarters. This fan says he coaches youth basketball and was disappointed.
My AAU team today put up 50 points in the first half. You can't put up 50 points in the first half, honestly. Boy, you got to do something.
From the coaching staff to the referees, fans blamed everyone and everything.
Thought it was like a magical season, a revenge season. Just didn't expect this. You know, to lose is fine, but what they put out there today was just really hard to watch.
Well, Booker was talking all that smack, and Luka delivered. So, I mean, that's the definition of the Luka special. But happens to everyone, right? So it was a great season. Been Suns fan forever, so what can you say but go Suns?
Are you optimistic for next year?
I don't know. I don't know if we're going to pay Ayton. I don't know if Chris Paul doesn't – he aged like 10 years overnight. So I hope so, but we'll see what happens. There's a lot of questions out there.
Yo, I need me a Luka special T-shirt. That's all I know.
Yes, yes.
It's glorious.
You need to trademark it right now then.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you need to trademark it right now before Mark Cuban jumps on it with his people.
That's right, yeah.
That ain't nothing but him just saying it and somebody down the hall goes and does it.
They'll be in the pro shop, yeah.
And sorry, Chi-Chi.
And the actual graphic on the shirt is Luka, what, like ripping a hookah or something like that?
Yes. With a pint right there sitting next to him.
Yes.
Yeah. And that little smirk face he has.
Did the Kardashian curse get Booker? Is that what happened, though, for real?
She broke up with him, right?
Yeah.
They're taking time apart now.
I think they got another victim.
Might have got him.
I like that. We got our E-News Entertainment insider.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Krusty Brian Broaddus. That's outstanding.
They're separated right now. Yeah, taking some time apart.
Damn, all right. You clocking?
Yeah.
All right, I see you.
He's just perusing. He ain't clocking. Available.
Okay. Oh, okay. I see he's broken up now. Yeah. He's going to put a little message in the drafts. Not send it yet until he feels like it's a nice time. I got you. Let's see. Chris Collinsworth. I always put the S at the end of things. Yeah. Do you guys hate him? Do you think he hates your team or anything like that? You guys got a weird thing with
Chris Collinsworth? He's just smarmy, and there was stuff about, you know, freshmen when he was in college.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so he's kind of weird. He seemed kind of creepy with his kind of vibe to him.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. Creepy.
He was on Pat McAfee's podcast, and he thinks a lot of people think that he hates their team, and he has a Giants fan story right here for you.
We were sitting there, and I'm walking out of a restaurant. This is the night before the game. The Patriots are playing the Giants. And there's a table full of Giants fans. They've got their hats on, so I know exactly what they are. So I go walking by the table, and I've heard this a million times, literally from every fan base. And this guy turns around and goes, "Hey, Collinsworth." And, you know, so now I already know what it is. If they say, "Hey, Chris," then it might be, "Hey, we really like your bod." But no. "Hey, Collinsworth. So tell us why you hate the Giants." Ordinarily, I launch into this thing and I go, "You know, I don't hate them. I just have to critique. That's my job. I do, you know, da, 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 da." And so, "Why you hate the Giants?" And so I walk by, and just this one time in my entire life, it's the only time I ever did it.
Right here.
I walked by and I said, "I don't know. I just hate them."
That's a pretty good one from Collinsworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, good line. Just hate them.
I don't know. Yeah. Something about them.
To Homer fans, trust me, I know, objectivity can sound like hate. You know, I guess I do kind of relate to Collinsworth there a little bit.
Absolutely. Everybody thinks you're coming after their squad. And the New York fans will get you harder than just about anybody, right?
I mean, yeah.
I guess the Philly fans.
Philly fans are pretty brutal about that as well.
214 wants to know, is Woolchuck at Baby Dolls tonight? Yes, 5-7.
Yeah, first Wednesdays of the month.
Okay.
It's the Baby Dolls VIP party.
Hump Nights with Woolchuck.
It's like $2 Woolchuck beers Wednesday. Or something like that in that joint. Ooh. You get free barbecue.
Barbecue.
Oh. Man, I know what's up, fam.
This will be a big test for Soda Man tonight.
Oh, yeah. A lot of pie.
A lot of stuff. A lot of pie.
A lot of pie going down.
A lot of pie.
Wow.
All right. So, Deion Sanders' son, he went to go visit the new Cowboys facilities or something like that. I'm sorry. Yeah. And Deion Sanders, I don't know which son this is. He has a lot of sons, which I'm not hating. I wish I had a whole lot of sons, too. The more money I have, the more kids I would have. No, I'm not against that whatsoever.
But not as many baby mamas as like an Antonio Cromartie, right?
No, I'm not going to have a whole lot of baby mamas, but it would be a whole lot of babies. Like the singer Ginuwine, he has more kids than he has letters in his name. If you look it up.
That's not easy.
Got a little Phil Rivers in him.
Yeah, so it's a whole lot of letters, too. So he does a spot-on impression of his father. Check this out.
This is nice. The new meeting rooms. So this is where Coach Prime's going to yell at.
Dog, y'all got to keep better, dog. You ain't done nothing today, friend. Come on. Hey, man. You ain't done nothing, dog. We going to touch you. Get tired of y'all. We get rid of all the bull jump.
All right, now, you probably never heard, it was great, it's great. You probably never heard Deion really yell like that as a coach. So they added a clip in this clip that Dawson sent me of Deion yelling, bro, and it is, like, spot on. Check this out.
Run it like that again. You will never play again. You will never play here again. Run to the ball and get off the field. Ain't no way in full pass, right?
Yo!
That was his son's Shiloh at Jackson State. I guess they got awesome new meeting rooms and locker rooms and everything now, though.
So many new kids. I don't know.
Yeah. He's got a lot. He's got like three that play high-level college football, I think, now. Shador, Shiloh, and one other kid.
I want to have a whole bunch. I would love to have like 10 to 12 kids.
Me too.
Yeah. It's just, you got to deal with me forever. And ever. There's a whole little, whole bunch of me's everywhere.
All right. Any other nominees, Lucius?
If we can fit it in.
Sure.
Let's see. Paul Bessonati. You guys ever heard of this dude?
Paul Bessonati.
An NHL analyst and used to play NHL hockey.
Okay.
Anyway, he works with the great Wayne Gretzky. and they asked him about working with Wayne. And listen to this story.
Buddy, after these broadcasts, some nights we go to Wayne's room till like 4 or 5 in the morning. This guy is the biggest guy's guy. We'll crush beers. He will tell me all these iconic stories and backstories.
Oh, God. That's awesome.
Did you have any relationship with Gretzky before you got on this show? And like, I didn't know you're getting to go hang out with the dude after shows and hear all these stories. Like, is he what you expected?
He's what I expected and more. But so when I was playing in Arizona, I actually was buddies with his kids. And he was the head coach for the Arizona Coyotes the year before I got there. The year I got there, they ended up going a different direction. I don't know how it all played out. But because the market was down in Arizona, he kept his house in PV. He had this beautiful mansion. And his kids were going to ASU. So both of his sons and their best friend, Joey Superstein, were living in this mansion. And they would throw shakers every weekend. So we would have home games on Saturday. We would go out to the bar, and then we would go back to his place. And let's just put it this way. Like, I was batting 1,000 at this place. The girls were just everywhere. It was insane. So I actually ended up knowing his kids before I knew him. So that was an easier transition than meeting him, because they actually vouched for me.
Wow, that's crazy. I always thought Wayne Gretzky was boring like Joe Montana. Sounds like he was quite the man about town.
His kids definitely were throwing those shakers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shakers, what is that? Is it Paul Bessonati there talking hockey? Is it Deion Sanders' son Shiloh at Jackson State? Chris Collinsworth, people think I hate their team. ABC 15 in Phoenix, man on the street. I'm going to actually vote for Collinsworth, Chief.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm still drinking the Suns fans' tears, though.
Tied at 1, Lucius.
Chris Collinsworth.
2-1, Brian.
I'm going to go with the Suns fans as well.
By a score of 2-2, we have a tie. Jump on to @GBagNation. We'll create an Insta poll. Coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner. Where are we going with that, sir?
Yeah, guys, I say goodbye to a friend. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. Congratulations to ABC 15 with their champ Suns fans, type of deal, their montage. Here's Broadus with Krusty's Corner.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you all. Never get old of, like, fans that you beat their team and they're all sad about that, right?
Oh, it's so great, yeah.
It's a great feeling right there.
It's like eating the Scott Tinnaman chili, you know? South Park.
Yeah, I got you.
Good episode.
Good episode. I teased this, that I'm saying goodbye to a friend today. And last night, my friend, my boss, my guy that always had my back, Larry Lacewell, passed away.
Mm.
And I was told that Larry was, he'd had some stroke problems, things like that. He'd lost the ability to talk, the ability to communicate. And Larry was one of the greatest storytellers I've ever been with in my life. You could take Larry to lunch, dinner, wherever, draft room, and he will tell you stories. His knowledge of him and Switzer and Jerry and, you know, all these guys. I mean, they had such, Jimmy Johnson had some of the best stories, and some of the, been part of some legendary football games and stuff like that too. And it was just so much fun to be around him. And again, he, for a kid being from Dallas, Texas, and getting a chance to work with the Cowboys, I never dreamed that I was ever going to get to work for the Cowboys. And, you know, I was in Jacksonville at the time and kind of finishing up there, you know, with Coughlin and all that. I wasn't super, super happy with what was happening there. And, you know, we had a good team and all that, but I just wasn't happy. And Lacewell found out that I was not happy. And while I was still in Jacksonville, he started recruiting me. And, you know,
how did you know him?
I had, it was funny because I never had physically met him. And then it was like like information got passed along that, like, hey, there's this guy at Jacksonville. I think he'd be, Larry was looking to do something in pro personnel. He was the director of pro and college scouting, and he knew that he needed to hire a pro director, somebody that could take over knowing about all the teams, knowing about the division. And, you know, that's what I was doing in Jacksonville. I went from college scouting in Green Bay and Philly. I got to run the draft, and then I got involved with pro scouting. And it was really, really cool because then I started learning about the league, and Larry got wind that, like, hey, there's this guy that might be able to help you that's from Dallas, longtime Cowboy fan and all that. And so really back channeling, he got a hold of me and said, hey, would you be interested in the Dallas gig and pro personnel? And I was like, man, absolutely I would. So things just happened to flow. We're getting ready to go to training camp in Jacksonville. And I just said, I'll see you, Tom. Thanks. I got an opportunity to go on and do something in Dallas. And he said, fine, go ahead. You know, Tom and I really didn't get along very well in Jacksonville. So it was probably pretty easy for him just to move on from me. But then I got the Cowboy job. And then, you know, it was those first, you know, 3 years, we just really struggled with the draft. You know, we were trying to, supplement things in free agency. Couldn't really get that done, spending a lot of money. But the one thing with Lacewell is he always had my back. You know, even like when Parcells came along, you know, when Larry resigned, you know, he'd had enough of Parcells. He'd absolutely, in 2005, he'd had enough of Bill. And so, you know, he told Jerry and Steven, like, I got to go. I can't do this anymore. I can't have him just, you know. I mean, and
he came back in a consultant role after Parcells left. Is that right?
Yeah, he came back, but it was like, it was one of those things where it was kind of like, he was happy that, you know, to step out of the way. He was like, listen, Jerry, you and Steven, do what you need to do. That's fine, you know, if you want to be with Bill. And but it was funny, like all of Bill's coaches that he brought in all came in the Lacewell's office every single day and bitched about working for Bill. and Lace had to, like, well, okay, calm down. It's okay. We'll figure it out, that kind of thing. You know, his door was always open. I mean, it always was open for conversation. If you had a problem, Larry was like, you know, he was Dr. Phil. You go in there and you had a problem, you close the door and he'd talk you through it. You know, and that's the thing I appreciate about the most. He always had time for everybody. And like I say, he's Parcells' coaches. They worked for Bill forever. They knew the pitfalls of working with Bill. But Lace was kind of like, they're like, oh, hey, don't worry about it. You know, we'll be all right. We'll get it, you know. You know, when Sean Payton got paid extra because Jerry wanted to keep him around, all the coaches came into Lace's office and was like, well, why are they paying him, you know, this? And, okay, calm down. It's okay. Don't let that bother you. But that's just the kind of guy Lace was. And
what was his actual job at that time?
He was, well, when I was working for him, he was director of pro and college scouting, and then he just came on as a consultant afterwards. So when I was with him, he was running the department. He was basically what Will McClay is right now, running the department. And so the funny thing about Lace, though, he always had these, like I said, these great stories. A couple of them I remember, we were coming back from Wichita Falls from training camp, and Lace, there was traffic on 35. We were trying to get to the exit, you know, to get to Valley Ranch. And Lace told me, he goes, cut across the media, cut across the grass to get to the exit. And so it's my boss, right?
Are you driving?
I'm driving.
Wow.
I'm driving. He says, cut across, you know, there's traffic, cut across here. So instead, I hightail it across the grass.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, police. I'm in the middle of grass. They're like, the police car sliding to us.
No.
And like,
you're just trying to help improve congruency.
I stop, and Lace goes, man, I am sorry about this. and to, you know, I took the ticket, and Lace goes, give it to me. I'll take care of it.
All right.
So he paid for it and all that, but he had it taken care of off my record.
That does not surprise me. Driving home to and from work with Broadus now, I could see him sliding into some grass.
You're driving the bus?
No, I'm driving actually my car. He's riding back with us. Riding back with me from camp. And so he tells me to take it.
Okay.
There was another time where Lace, we're at the combine. And they have these.
So hold on, you just drove through the grass. You could get a ticket for that.
Yeah, you did. You cannot leave the highway to cut across to get on a service road.
And everybody pretty much ignores that, and you just take the risk that
you take
the ticket.
Risk. And something happened. The cop just came from nowhere and was again, you know, Dukes of Hazzard power sliding next to my car. There was another time we were in Indianapolis. Lace's. We'd had our dinner. At St. Elmo's. I mean, it's the $6,000 bottle of wine. There's like three of those going around.
The shrimp cocktails,
right? Yeah, shrimp cocktails, all that stuff. So Lace has had a lot to drink. And so we're kind of basically carrying him out of St. Elmo's. Well, Jerry and Steven get the idea to put him in they have these carriages that go around the city.
Yeah.
Like carriage ride with the horse and all that. Well, Jerry gets the idea. It's like, load Lace up in the carriage. And so it's like, we're like looking at like, you really want to do this? Like, Lace is basically passed out. I mean, it's like we're carrying him out of the bar. So we load him up in the carriage. Jerry pays the lady to take him around the city. We're laughing, waiting for him to come back. The next day, Lace, we're at the timing.
Frostbite?
No, they put a blanket on you. Okay. They put a little blanket on you. So he was basically sleeping.
How long was he gone for?
About 20 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
He went around the city in a carriage, passed out. So he gets back. We get him out of there. Next day, we're sitting around, and, I mean, everybody's at their position. You know, everybody's kind of a little rough. And Lace goes, man, I had a dream last night. And like Jerry goes, what's your dream? He goes, I heard these hooves hitting concrete. And everybody at that point just busted out laughing. That he like, yeah, well, and then they kind of told him he didn't even realize he was in the carriage ride.
Oh, that is
he
epic.
He didn't even realize that. And, you know, but my final one for
that's a lot.
Yeah. My final one for Lace is they're playing the Super Bowl down at Super Bowl 36. I'm in my office. And Lace always went down with Jerry and Steven for the Super Bowl. And again, having a big time. Always having a big time. And this Super Bowl 36 down there in actually, it's in New Orleans, Super Bowl 36 in New Orleans, and it's New England versus St. Louis. So Lace, I get this call like a Friday afternoon, and Lace has been down there for like a day and a half, down with Steven.
Need an IV, Brian.
No, he calls me up. He goes, hey, man, pick me up at Love Field here in a couple hours. And I'm like, what's wrong, coach? You okay? He goes, no, man, just don't ask questions. Pick me up in a couple hours. I'm like, what's seriously, coach, you okay? And he's like, well, I told Jerry and Steven I was going to the men's room. I'm calling you. I'm getting on a plane and coming home. I can't do this anymore. So basically, he like told Steven he was going to the bathroom at the club.
Yeah.
And like went and got on the phone with me to pick him up at the airport. He was flying back home because he didn't want to do it anymore.
I can't hang anymore. That's a blind date move,
He cannot hang anymore with Jerry and Steven. So I went and picked him up out here at Love Field. He flew in.
Oh, wow.
And Steven and Jerry, I imagine they're like, where the hell's Lace, you know? He'd already got his stuff together and was heading for the airport. But
he didn't want to have another horse ride around
town.
He
didn't want it, you know. But I tell you what, some great stories there. But goodbye to my friend.
Sorry about your loss.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate that.
And appreciate a little bit more insight on what Larry meant in the life of Brian Broadus. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40. All right, I have a very important question for the Tolos and the MFFLs. Considering how things have gone, is anybody willing to eat crow on this move the Mavs made in February? It's next in the Nation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.